Welcome back inside the On Deck Show. We're getting set for a series opener between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. It's time for today's pregame interview. My name is Javik Blake. We're joined by the Rover, who probably has more wins as a coach than anyone else in minor league baseball. It is Pat Casey. Pat, appreciate the time.
Yeah, good to be here, man. I was here last year and enjoyed it, and back to enjoy another week here.
Yeah, you're back for year two, back for round two here in Biloxi. How much fun was it last year being in the Brewers organization?
Well, obviously, with the success that we had throughout the organization, especially at the big league level, it was amazing, you know, and getting to be part of that. And actually was with the big club during the playoffs. And, you know, it was just seeing these young guys blossom and how well the Brewers do with their development pieces is something that's inspiring to me.
You've made it to Super Regionals, College World Series, but the MLB playoffs, something a little bit new for you. What was that experience like?
Well, it was pretty good till Ohtani got at the plate, you know what I mean? You know, it was great because, you know, the Brewers had the best record in baseball. And, you know, the Dodgers had the freedom, I think, in the middle of the season to rest some people, you know, go out and get some people. So, you know, they were pretty fresh at the end. But, man, what a year for the Milwaukee Brewers as an organization, and especially at the big league level, have the best record in baseball. And get that far in the playoffs. And, you know, looking forward to some of that same magic this year.
What's it like being around the players this year, whether it's with Milwaukee down here in Double A, because they're all really, really young?
Yeah, you know what's really cool about the whole thing is how well they do of picking the people that instruct them. You know, the managers, the coaches, the Rovers, the development piece, the organization just does an amazing job of getting people to fit in their organization and do the things that the Brewers want to do at the big league level. And now the talent level, I think, between Double A and Triple A is as good as anybody in baseball. And there, you've seen it. There is a ton of talent. And having people that are working with them, that are helping them develop, coming out every day, getting after it is reminds me of college baseball, to be honest with you.
Yeah, how much does it remind you not only of college baseball, just in the talent and the youthfulness, but you look around at some of these clubhouses, you look at these rosters, they're 18, 19, 20-year-olds, and sometimes the big league, even Jackson Schurria, he's 22 years old.
Yeah, you know, he hit 23 home runs and hit 275, and he should have been a junior in college, you know what I mean? So, like, but, you know, like I said, they just do a great job of finding people that fit and that have talent, and of course, talent will take you so far. Attitude and desire will take you to the next level. So, you know, you get somebody with talent that may have failed a lot. That's the biggest thing I think that happens in the minor leagues is the fact that guys are going to experience failure. That's just all there is to it. And no longer are you maybe the best guy on your college team or high school team. Now you're facing people that were the best player on their team. And so that challenge gets a little bigger. And you know, people have to understand that failure is part of the game. And when you learn how to handle failure, you get a lot better at the success part.
At what point last year did that hit you, the amount of talent and the youthfulness in the organization and the great people on both sides of the ball? Was it a certain point in time in spring training, or was it later on in the year where you look around and go, wow, this is a really, really special place to be?
Well, you know, you see that in spring training. I saw that last year in spring training. This year it was even, on steroids watching these young guys. And you're seeing some of them here. They're in Triple A, A ball. They got some guys, I believe, that are in Double A. They could be in Triple A with a lot of organizations, a lot of guys in A ball that could be in Double A. They do an amazing job with getting people that fit. And then the development piece, you know, you can get a good player and just sit on him, or you can help him get to the next level. And that's what they do as well as anybody. Is getting that player to the next level. And so that's inspiring to me to be around it. I've noticed it. It's just progressed. It's just every time I go to one of these orgs or these affiliates and I look at the guys on the field, and I can even see they're better than they were in spring training. So hats off to Mikey and the staff here and all those guys that have been doing this for a long time.
Talking about youngsters, Jesus Madei is the age of most college freshmen. What growth have you seen from him just from spring training last year to spring training this year?
Well, I think that the pitch selection piece offensively is going to be a big key for him. I know being here with Mikey being an infielder guy is amazing to have him. And he communicates well with him, and he likes that. I've seen the numbers he's putting up. I know what they're doing with him here. There's just, in my opinion, there's just going to be a lot of growth there throughout the year.
This is in Oregon. You said it. There's a lot of great people, but especially in the managerial side, you have Rick Sweet in AAA. Joe Arault was here last year. Now the field coordinator, Mike Guerrero, is here in Biloxi. Nick Stanley is in High A. How much does it make your job just a joy to go to these affiliates and interact with these people?
Well, all those names that you just threw out there could be managing anywhere, and even talent enough to be a big league manager. And the thing I like about all those guys you mentioned is there's a passion to do it the Brewers way. There's a passion to get kids better. You know, it's a grind. It's a grind for the manager, too. You know, you're riding buses for 7, 8, 9, 10 hours. You're coming out on the field and working with guys every day. So there's a huge passion. You know Joe very, very well. He's done an amazing job in such a short period of time with his new role. Sweetie, man, he's the vet of all vets. You know, he's a Northwest guy, so I got a little tie to him. Watching Mikey work with these guys is wonderful. So I'm just fortunate and blessed to be part of the organization and come in here and see Rover's coming in. Romy's here right now. And, you know, I just enjoy being around the guys. I like seeing guys that want to play and smiles on their face and knowing that they're going out there tonight to have a chance to win a ballgame.
Does it bring it back to your playing days at all, walking into that clubhouse and being around the guys?
Well, we didn't have weight rooms or food. It was when I was playing, you know, you weren't even born. So it was quite a bit of difference. So it's so amazing how the minor league system has developed and they're taking care of minor leaguers the way they should.
Do you have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the clubhouse just to remember the old days?
You know what? I might have one, but I don't even know if we had peanut butter. There might have been some bread and some. There was always apples and soup. I remember that for sure. So, and the spread after the game was usually something that was there the night before. So big, big improvement in the minor league system, that's for sure.
Pat, appreciate the time. Always so great to have you here in Biloxi.
I'm glad to be here, man. Good talking with you, Ken.
We're back after this in the On Deck Show.